And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengass, Monique Donnelly. And now, this is our what we call our exposed segment. We're going to actually keep John Stratton in the studio with us, with John and Mariana for our exposed segment.
What up?
So we'll actually get into stuff and want to know more about the well and what's going on over at the well with you guys over there. John, I see a lot of it on Facebook and see what's happening with that. What's the well all about?
All right. The well is a basically college-aged group of people who are just meeting up at actually where I lead worship is at this church called Crosswalk Fellowship in Rancho. And right now that's where we're housing the well. And what it's all about is just getting people from the ages of basically 18 to 30 years old, just that young adult group, to come together and share in love, share in testimony, share in worshiping the Lord, and just growing together as a community. Because I feel like too often, you know, we leave our families, you know, we go to college, and we oftentimes feel like we're alone in this thing that we call faith, you know, and we kind of have to walk alone. And the well is a chance to be able to unite with other people. We are all about prayer. We have prayer afterwards and are able to just come together and share what we're going through and basically keep it real with what's really going on in our lives. So the well is just a chance to connect with other people that believe what you do.
So just have like a really cool fellowship of people that have similar sort of, that's really awesome.
It's like our recharge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of like our recharge.
Yeah, but in my college days, I had the same feeling of like, oh my gosh, I don't have my family with me. Mm-hmm. And you're tested. Your faith is tested. Your even different securities, your emotional, a lot of different levels are tested. So to have that is such an answer to those insecurities is going, I'm in the family of God. This is my family.
Yeah, that's huge because we're surrounded by people that are not necessarily Christian, especially
when you go to college, right? It's especially when you go to college where you sort of feel like, you know, you're pushed into all this, you know, different ways of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, you meet friends who are totally different from how you were raised. And
well, if I can be honest, I feel like ultimately college, you know, you go to college and it's like you finally have the chance to be an adult.
I guess.
You get to make your own decisions. And I feel like oftentimes people look at, you know, college and say like, oh, Christians are just people who haven't tried everything. But I feel like oftentimes Christians are the ones who look at everything and say, you know what, I think Christ, this is what I want more than, say, you know, living a life of, you know, partying or alcohol or drug abuse or whatever. And I feel like for me, college is a time to just test what you really are made of.
Right.
You know, it's like, who am I? Yeah. Not what my parents' faith is or
exactly
what my church says, but what do I believe?
Yeah.
You know?
So what are you taking? What classes?
I'm a music major. So
Woo!
It's music. And
nice.
Then PE sometimes. All right. So I already got that one out of the way.
Yeah.
But I enjoy working out. I do.
Nice.
That's random.
Cool.
But yeah.
So I enjoy working out.
Yes.
Lifting weights. But in college, there's that whole sort of, it's supposed to be the experimental phase and everything. Is it different? Do you ever notice going to a Christian college? Because you go to Azusa Pacific, right? It's a Christian college, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice anything different than what you would? I don't know. Did you ever go to a different kind of college? Or
I went to Azusa my freshman year, so I never went to a secular college.
Right.
But I have a lot of my friends go to, like, you know, either community college or just go to, you know, secular university. And I feel like APU is a very unique animal. It is a very interesting place. But one thing that is true about it is they let anybody in who wants to be in. You don't need to be a Christian to go there.
Yeah.
You just have to be willing to live under what the expectations are for the school.
Nice foundation.
Yeah.
You know.
But I feel like people are very, like, very warm and accepting. There's a lot of just kindness, like honest kindness there. I met some people there that have really just blown me away with just the ability to really be Christ's love. You know? Not that everyone is perfect and everything's hunky-dory all the time, but I feel like APU is very different than your typical college experience.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's very be real.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's just Christ is in your face all the time. We go to chapel, you know, three times a week. We see, you know, we are required to take classes, you know, such as for theology or learning what we believe.
Yeah.
Like I said, even if you're not a Christian, you have to still take those classes.
Right.
And it's like, it's something where the teachers really believe it and the teachers care about you there. You know, I didn't know I was plugging APU. I guess I am. But seriously, I feel like the biggest thing that keeps me there is just that the student body and the teachers are connected and that their people really love you and care for you. It's not like, okay, you're one of my 4 million students after teacher.
After this class, we're going to have a whole bunch of APU applicants.
Well, we were talking earlier, it's actually a great place to take advantage of your fellow musicians because, you know, when you're doing your composing classes and you're scratching each other's backs, have you had opportunity to do your music and are you plugged in there?
It's been such a blessing. I came into APU with guns blazing. I came into APU.
I'm ready.
I'm like, if I'm going to go to college, if I'm going to pay for these loans or whatever. I'm going to make this work. So I went in there thinking, okay, I'm going to find, you know, whatever songwriters are here, whatever musicians are here, especially because the majority of people there are Christian, so they're of like mind to who I am.
Yeah.
So it's been such a blessing because I'm doing music classes, just randomly meeting people, like sitting outside of my dorm and then meeting like this cello player just sitting on the steps next to me. I'm like, do you want to jam? And then all of a sudden now she's like been playing with me for 2 years.
That's excellent.
So it's been an adventure. We went from having a small band to now I have like a string player, two string players, cello, violin, saxophone, trumpet, background singers. I mean, we did a show with 15 people on stage. Like, I literally could get a small orchestra from APU.
That's awesome.
That's how cool they are there. So it's awesome.
Kind of like a Ben Folds kind of thing with the orchestra.
Oh, I'm all about it. I love bringing other elements in, you know. I'm all about that musically.
So you do worship there ever?
I'm part of... I just recently joined the worship team there as a guitar player. So I'm not one of the worship leaders there right now, but it's probably a good thing because I'm pretty busy.
Right. So how do you balance that with gigs and work and...
God's grace, you know, I feel like all of us are made differently, and some of us, for what I would be doing, would be overwhelmed.
Right.
Not that I think that I'm doing it. Personally, I don't think I'm doing anything that's exceptional when it comes to, like, how much I do a day, but I think that's because God wired me that way.
Yeah.
Where I'm a very, very much a people person and a let's go do something person, and if I'm sitting on the couch, I'm not using my life. So I find myself just really enjoying constantly being on the go and everything, and I think a big thing I've had to learn recently is just how to, like, you know, say no. Say no to things and be able to be willing to prioritize and say, all right, like, God, what do you want me doing rather than what do I want to be doing? And letting go of maybe some of the more leisurely time that I would normally have spend doing stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, I guess. So.
And we are in studio with John Stratton, and we are at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Truckengausen, Monique Donnelly, and John and Mariana.
John Bryan. I'm the actual
one.
We're the J cubed.
JJ
cubed.
JJ.
Yep. We're going J squared right here. We're cutting you out. We're cutting the age out of
the equation. Back to him. Yeah. So I want to know about your songwriting, actually. Where does that inspiration come from? Because I know I've heard some of your music, and you have a few, I don't know, would you call them breakup songs?
Well, let me start with answering your first question. When it comes to musical inspiration, I feel like life is my inspiration. I feel like ultimately, if you want to be a good songwriter,
which is so important, you got to keep it real, you know?
You got to keep it so real, and you can't talk about what you don't understand, really, honestly.
Exactly.
So, like, guys who write, like, oh, you're so fine, you're so good looking, I'm like, and they're, like, trying to be something they're not, I'm like, you're ridiculous. So
I wrote that song, why are you bashing my song?
I'm sorry, John. I really think you're great, but maybe it's not for you. But anyway, basically, I look at life and, you know, what I'm going through and the people that I care about and nature. I love nature and just seeing the beauty of life and...
Nature!
Yay, nature!
Monique's pointing to me and she's like, oh my gosh!
I just took her on a nature vacation.
We just got back from Oregon and I did my first nature thing.
Exactly.
And she said that before we left, I love nature. I'm like, Mariana, you've never been in nature. I don't know if you can say that until you've been in it. I was laughing when you said that. I love nature. I was looking at her.
Oh, have you been in nature before?
I've been in nature. I've seen trees before.
All right. Nice.
It's legit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Moments.
Sorry. Carry on.
You guys are like firecrackers.
I really enjoyed that little session right there. That was great.
Good.
But yeah, to continue, but this relationships, the Lord, I feel like ultimately God is my ultimate inspiration because he gives us all that we have. You know, and I feel like every song, whether it's about a breakup situation or whatever, in the perspective and in the light of who he is, like the song, I guess, that we have a music video up for a song called Lose to Win that I recorded. That might be one of the songs you're talking about.
I love that one.
Which is the sister song of She's Gone Away. They're about the same situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever said that on air before. But anyway, basically the song is about just about unselfish love, about selfless love, and being able to let go of somebody and knowing that sometimes the best for somebody is for you to be willing to let them go, and if they're meant to be in your life, then they'll come back.
Wisdom, so, right there.
So much
wisdom.
Sure.
Yeah,
are you sure you're 20?
I've wrote three songs. I've wrote four, and three of them were like breakup songs, so I get the whole inspirational thing.
Yeah, but you know, it has to come from somewhere. Do you ever feel really vulnerable? Like, oh man, I'm going through such a tough time in my life. Do I really want to share this to the world?
No, I am. I'm a very vulnerable person. I feel like ultimately the true strength comes from when you're able to be honest with where
you're
at.
Absolutely, yes. Right? The mighty mouse comes out.
Yeah, rather than like I look at true strength like the Braveheart kind of guy, where somebody who's willing to say, all right, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what I care about, so I'm going to, you know, be real about that, rather than trying to act super tough and like nothing can bother
me. People see through that. I mean,
they do. And you know what? People reward you so much more when you're just open and honest and going, okay, but, I'm really scared.
Yeah, because we all have our insecurities, and that that's where people identify. You're like, okay, he's speaking my language. He's keeping
human.
It real. Yeah.
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 That's something that I'm learning too right now. It's like I've always been a hold everything in because mm-hmm. I've always been the type that everybody comes to me when they have a problem. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I always want to hold everything in so that I can help everybody else.
Yeah.
And then now it's like trying to just, you know, just, it's okay.
It's okay to show your insecurities.
Yeah, your weaknesses. It's okay to be willing to be weak. Like
it's
you're saying.
Okay to be a geek.
It's okay to be dork. Real. Yeah, yeah, I'm a dork. I'll admit it. On
dork
air.
Unite.
High five
for that.
A talented dork, though, that's for sure.
Hey, thank you.
Talented, but a dork.
And that has nothing to do with the eight younger siblings or anything.
Yeah.
They keep you young.
What's the ages, by the way? What's the ages of your siblings?
Okay, well, let's just go like, because I'm 20, and then there's nine of us. So really, it's just like a year and a half. If you just keep going down the line, and the youngest one is 5 years old.
Wow.
And she's my little sister, Sarah, the
How
only
cool
girl.
Is that?
Wow.
She is
cool.
amazing, beautiful, and has a lot to learn. But that's okay. She's young.
Does any of them also play music as well or sing or song?
They all are very gifted in their own ways. I know that everyone enjoys music. I see my brother, Matt, is taking up saxophone. Some of them are pursuing music, but I'd say it's different for every one of them.
So cool. Very cool.
Wow. And we've had just the privilege and pleasure to be in studio with John Stratton today. If you haven't got a chance to actually go and check him out, go to his website, which is John Stratton.
JohnStrattonMusic.com or Johnny Strat.
Yeah.
And then you can just use Johnny Strat to find pretty much anything
yeah.
you want.
Yeah. Yeah, we Googled you.
Sweet.
But we thank you so much for coming in. It's been awesome. I tell you, we've been so blessed by you coming in today. We
you
really
guys are
appreciate
a blessing
it.
To me.
You know, and you are listening to Worship Factory on
awesome.
KKLA 99.5 FM. Get connected, stay connected, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.
See ya.
Later.